Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here it is, the week we've all been waiting for. If all goes according to schedule, we could see the final day of the 2017 legislative session come as early as tomorrow, but more than likely it will be Wednesday, which is Legislative Day 86, 4 days shy of the maximum allowed by law. We joke that the Constitution allows the legislature to meet for 90 days every 2 years, but the people would rather they met for 2 days every 90 years. The Capitol itself is beginning to look like a college dormitory, with students preparing to leave for summer break. The hallways are lined with boxes, committees are having trouble getting enough legislators to show up to form a quorum, and some legislators are even beginning to pack their cars with clothes and household items. That's because no one knows exactly when the process will end. The main job of any legislature is to pass a budget, and that happened on Friday when the House voted to adopt the Senate amendments and send the budget to the governor. It seems like a simple act, but adopting the amendments and not sending the budget to a conference committee has not happened in recent memory. In fact, I don't know of anyone who can recall the last time that it was done. Normally, the budget bill begins in the House, then moves to the Senate where some changes are made, then it goes back to the House where the amendments are rejected. Then the bill goes to a conference committee made up of members of both the House and Senate, and that's where the final details are hashed out. The bill then goes back to each House for final approval, and then it's on to the governor. This year, they skipped the whole conference committee step, which means the legislature is now in a position to adjourn as soon as the budget's companion bills are passed. To add further uncertainty to the mix, both bodies tend to suspend the rules, which speeds up the process even more. It's not unusual for bills to be heard in a committee and then appear on the floor for second reading, then pass a final third reading vote minutes later. That's what happened last week when Jeff Mangan was confirmed as the new Commissioner of Political Practices in a whirlwind process that took less than 24 hours from start to finish. This is also the point in the session where we need to be on our toes. Normally, committee hearings have 2 days advance notice, but conference committees can meet on the spur of the moment with virtually no notice. There's also two different types of conference committees. Standard conference committees only deal with the discrepancy between the two houses. Say the House passed a bill and the Senate added an amendment that the House didn't agree with. A conference committee would be formed to address the amendment and hopefully reach a compromise. A free conference committee, however, is much more powerful, because they can amend and rewrite any portion of the bill they choose. I've seen bills come out of free conference committees that bore virtually no resemblance to what the bill actually looked like when it began. All this to say that the final days of the legislature can be unpredictable and nerve-wracking. We look forward to the moment when this year's session is gaveled to a close and the bad bills die for good. For us, it can't come soon enough. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.